The Hunt for Atlantis, a novel by Andy McDermott, narrated by Gildert Jackson, copyright 2007 by Andy McDermott. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Bantam Dell, an imprint of the Random House Publishing Group, a division of Random House Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Prologue. Tibet. The sun had not yet risen above the Himalayan peaks, but Henry Wilde was already awake. He had been awake, waiting for the moment when the dawn light cleared the mountains, for over 2 hours. More than 2 hours, he mused, more like years, most of his life. What began as a boyhood curiosity had grown into an, he hesitated to use the word obsession, but there it was. An obsession that had brought him mockery and derision from the academic world, an obsession that had eaten up most of the money he had earned in his lifetime. But, he reminded himself, it was also an obsession that had brought him together with two of the most remarkable women he had ever known. "How long to sunrise?" asked Laura Wilde, Henry's wife of almost 20 years, huddled next to him in her thick parka. The two had first met as undergraduates at New York's Columbia University. While they had already noticed each other, Henry was a 6'4" ice blonde, and Laura had hair of such a deep shade of red it seemed almost unnatural. It wasn't until after Henry had had an essay on the subject of his obsession, mockingly excoriated by their professor, that they spoke. Laura's first 3 words caused Henry to fall in love on the spot. They were, "I believe you."
"Any minute now," Henry said.